RIP 97.9 salutes the men and women of our armed forces, the staff, management, and volunteers of the Adaptive Sports Foundation and Wyndham Mountain on this Warriors in Motion Learn to Ski and Ride weekend.
Now, I'm talking to Stancy, not Nancy, Duhamel, I had to say that, I'm sorry, who is a Sierra Club volunteer and going along with Dee Dee Barrett from the Assembly. You're pushing this forward, too, as well, and some other things, too. How's the bike path down there?
The bike path is great, and in fact, you can get off the train in Wassaic and bike or hike up to Millerton, and there are currently efforts to extend that into Columbia County, and then we've got other trails and river, the 10-mile river, mm-hmm. which you can canoe or kayak on. And
I should mention what we're talking about. We're talking about the Harlem Valley, yes. The Harlem Valley of Eastern Dutchess and Columbia Counties.
Correct. I met Stacy Bear from the Sierra Club Military Outdoors, who Dee Dee first worked with. I met him a few years after she did in a different context. And then in my work with veterans and trying to get them outside, work with the New York-New Jersey Trail Conference on trail projects, I then met Rob Vessels and then Aaron Leonard. And it's through Aaron Leonard that I met Dee Dee and am fully supportive of her Assembly Bill A8094 to reduce barriers to entry for veterans into the outdoors.
When you say barriers, give us some examples of what we're talking about. Unaccessible areas, things that are hard to get to, not accessible.
We're on a train line, and you might think that would not be a barrier to accessibility, but it is, because it falls into the general category of transportation, and transportation takes money. You need to know how to access that transportation. Not everybody knows that you can go to Grand Central and get a train, or 110th Street and get a train going up to the Harlem Valley. So that's a lot of education that's required, which the Sierra Club Military Outdoors is doing. But with Dee Dee's bill and combining Outdoor RX with other social service agencies, the word will get out that there are people out there to help you get out on the trail and go camping and get up there.
That's nice to know, because we're talking about the Adaptive Sports Foundation too, and they pretty much do the get the people out, because a lot of people, when you have a disability of some sort, sometimes you just sit there and twiddle your thumbs and feel sorry for yourself. And sometimes you need somebody to kind of hit you in the side of the head and say, hey, that's not good. We could get you out there and do the things you did before. You know, it might take a little practice and a little energy, but you got it, so let's do it.
I agree with you. And I was once working with a vet who was doing some amazing trenching. I didn't know he was a veteran. I asked him how he was able to trench so fast and so beautifully. He was a medic embedded with the Marines. They dumped him in the middle of nowhere and said, dig for 48 hours. He mentioned his colleagues, veteran colleagues, who were just sitting in basements, and how does he get the word out to let them know they can come into the outdoors? And that's part of Dee Dee's work.
Okay, so that's the same thing as with the Adaptive Sports Foundation. Stancy Duhamel, thank you very much. From the Sierra Club.